Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
The revamped White House race. Nathaniel Rakich is joining us, senior elections analyst with 538 and ABC. Nathaniel, the ads are really ramping up now. We're under 100 days. Is this race going to come down to issues or personality?
Well, to be perfectly honest, it's going to come down more to personality and just kind of which candidate the voters identify with more. Unfortunately, research has shown time and time again that people don't just kind of look at a list of issues, see what issues they, you know, what they think about abortion, what they think about immigration, and line it up with the candidate's choices. They go based on kind of their gut feeling, favorability about the candidate, who they want to have a beer with, et cetera.
When we're looking at the numbers and what they tell us about the Harris-Trump race, how does it differ? Where are you seeing the differences already between Harris and Biden?
Yeah, so it seems that, first of all, Harris is significantly more popular than Biden. Her favorability rating has actually increased since she became the kind of candidate in waiting for Democrats. Whereas Biden, of course, is quite unpopular and has shown no signs of getting more popular, even now that he's kind of stepped out of the spotlight. And as a result, you have seen Harris doing a little bit better in the polls than Biden was doing. That said, I don't want to exaggerate this difference. Trump does still look like the favorite. It could go either way. I mean, we're talking about, you know, margins of maybe 1 or 2 points in some of the key decisive swing states. So obviously that's close enough that it could change. But it does look like Harris has the momentum.
Are you expecting to see more battleground states in these final few months?
No, I think it's going to come down to the same 6 or 7 states that it has been coming down to the last couple of elections. So that's kind of the 3 northern battlegrounds, Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin. You've got the Sun Belt, the new swing states, Arizona, Nevada, Georgia, maybe North Carolina as well. But it would be difficult to see another state come into play, at least unless there's a major shift in the race. So, for example, maybe Harris could win Florida if she has a landslide. Maybe Trump could win Maine if he has a landslide.
Democrats seem to be banking on abortion measures that are on the ballot as driving out Democrat voters to vote, and as a good thing for Harris come November. Are they reading too much into that, or might that be the deciding factor in the race?
Yeah, I think they're reading too much into that. So those measures are on the ballot in 2 major states already, Nevada and Florida, and it looks like it's going to join the ballot in Arizona, too. But the reality is that there aren't going to be any voters who are motivated by an abortion ballot measure who aren't already planning on voting in the presidential race. And abortion rights are popular, and those measures will probably pass, But there are actually a fair number of Republicans who support abortion rights, at least up to a certain point, right? Maybe in the first trimester or something like that. And so there will be crossover voters that you see, people who vote for those measures but are still willing to vote for Trump. So I don't think that's a panacea for Democrats by any measure.
I mean, that last point I feel like is so important. You know, a lot of the talk is just kind of assuming, well, anybody who would want to vote down, you know, some of these restrictive abortion members would definitely vote for Kamala Harris. That's not the case.
No, yeah, definitely not. And, you know, abortion is still a good issue for Democrats, right? In general, their positions pull better than Republicans' positions do. But, you know, there are other issues in this race, like immigration, like inflation. And Democrats are going to want to talk about abortion more, and maybe that could help them in that regard. But Republicans are going to have a say in the matter, too. They're going to run millions of dollars worth of ads on immigration and the economy. So it's probably just going to even out in the end.
What is the top issue of those three?
The top issue in basically poll after poll is the economy / inflation. That is what people say they are most concerned about. The thing about that, though, is that it's not existential for a lot of people. So people might say, oh, yeah, the cost of living, you know, that's the most important thing to me. But not a lot of people, or it's not like this is the Great Recession or something when people's livelihoods are at stake, where unemployment is as high. So you might see more voters actually get motivated by the issue of abortion. You saw this in the 2022 midterms when abortion was kind of the main factor, even though inflation was quite high. But yeah, generally speaking, the plurality, if not majority of voters, say the economy.
Well, hey, we thank you so much for the time. As always, Nathaniel Rakich, 538, joining us live here on WBEN.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.